This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
Well, just in case, you can't take out insurance against doing something. I'm going to go take out robbery insurance. I'm going to go knock over a liquor store. You can't do that.
Why? You can take out accidental auto insurance.
Yes, but you can't just sort of get out of being somebody's dad by taking out insurance.
Class is in.
This is Rock School here on your radio station. Am I the only human being in the world that hasn't dated Herman Cain? Have you dated Herman Cain?
Actually, I haven't.
Have you really? You haven't? I thought you had.
I took a number, and I'm waiting on him to call me.
Really? Yes. One of those big white signs with the numbers?
Now ka-ching. Serving 61.
Oh, okay.
61.
I would keep waiting. Mm-hmm. I sat by the phone when it was time for the prom. Why hasn't Herman called me yet?
Apparently, I'm the only
person that hasn't dated Herman Cain. So, okay, enough of the political talk. Welcome to Rock School. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
I have the weirdest topic this week, but again, remember I told you a lot of these topics come from me just sort of talking back and forth with people?
Yes.
You know, I teach the film history course on this campus.
Yes.
Here. Are you familiar with a guy by the name of Ben Turpin?
Who?
You ever heard the name?
No.
Okay, you really have to kind of be into silent film to know who he is. Ben Turpin is actually from New Orleans.
Okay.
He's a silent film comedian, and he's known for a very big fat mustache and eyes that were always crossed. Okay?
Okay.
He worked for a guy named Max Sennett, who was generally given the moniker as the person who brought Charlie Chaplin over from the UK. You could say he discovered Charlie Chaplin. And Ben Turpin actually worked with Charlie Chaplin. So what? Ben Turpin is also apparently the first person who purchased insurance on a part of his body.
Huh?
In 1910, Ben Turpin purchased $25,000 in insurance on his eyes.
On his eyes?
Because one of the big things about Ben Turpin was that his eyes were crossed.
So?
Well, if his eyes uncrossed, he would no longer be able to make a living. So he purchased $25,000 worth of insurance in case his eyes uncrossed.
Wait a minute. So just like regular health insurance.
Right.
Where if I get sick.
Right.
And I can't afford to pay the medical expenses.
That's
my
right.
My insurance will take care of that.
Right.
If I have insurance on my voice.
That's right.
And I'm no longer able to do this show, which I don't get paid for.
That's right.
But my insurance would basically take care of me.
Aflac. Right.
He purchased it on his eyes.
His eyes. And he's the first person, supposedly, to do this. Apparently, this started a trend. Did you know, Chad P.,
what?
That you can purchase insurance on parts of your body?
No.
For example, Gillette in 2007, determined that Rihanna's legs were sexy enough to take out a $1 million policy on them.
Are you serious?
I'm kidding you not.
And what would have to take place for the claim to be filed?
I don't know. Apparently lose them in an industrial accident. NFL player Troy Polamalu.
His hair.
Has a $1 million policy on his hair paid for by
Head and Shoulders.
Head and Shoulders.
Oh, now see, that makes sense to me.
See?
That makes sense to me. What if he contracts some type of disease?
Yes.
That requires him to take a radiation treatment?
See,
to where
and
he
the hair goes
hair.
Out. He gets $1 million. Well, many rock stars have also taken out insurance policies on different parts of their body.
Oh, there's so many jokes here.
So, you don't have to make jokes. The jokes were done by the rock stars. So what we're going to do for an hour is talk about famous people, both actors and rock stars, who have taken out insurance policies on their body. So to kick us off, here's a song from the Climax Blues Band. This is Insurance here on Rock School. Right on the head.
What did I hit?
Well, the concept of, in order to have one of these insurance policies, we're talking about people who, by the way, are insuring big parts of their body. Mm-hmm. In order for one of these policies to pay off, something atrocious has to happen.
Yeah, what do you got to do to collect?
That's right. I have a half a million dollar policy, life insurance policy, because I want my kids to be taken care of in case something happens to me. Now, $500,000 is a lot of money, and I pay a healthy premium once a year to have it, but
in order for them to get the half a million,
I got to die.
Bye. Yeah.
I got to grab my chest and hit the concrete. So, something terrible has to happen to these people.
I got to hand it to you, though, the very, very thought-provoking, because I'm trying to figure out what rock stars have what specific, I don't know, touch, I guess.
Right.
So, because I would think, I don't know, maybe Steven Tyler has insured his vocal cords or something.
Well, I don't have Tyler on here, but let me give you a couple other ones. And by the way, I'm saving it to the end, but I'm going to prove to you that Frank Sinatra is the man. anybody who thinks, you know,
I don't need proof.
Well, I got to tell you, some people look at
I don't know.
Well, some people look at Frank Sinatra. They got into him late, and they're like, oh, he's an old lounge singer, New York, New York. Frank Sinatra is the man.
Okay,
I'll tell you why towards the end of the show. Michael Flatley, the king of the dance,
insured his feet.
$40 million.
Are you serious?
For $40 million, he insured his feet.
$2 million a toe.
Oh, great. Mathematics, wow. You. Fred Astaire insured his legs for $150,000. That's 75 grand apiece. Just thought I'd do some mathematics for you as well. Jennifer Lopez insured her butt.
No, she didn't.
It did, right here. She won't say how much for, but you got to think, what do you have to do to hurt your butt?
My old shop teacher in high school got half his butt blown off in the war.
Well,
but
see,
just in case she goes into the military,
there you
she's
are.
Covered.
And Mariah Carey, also through Gillette. Remember we talked about Rihanna, Gillette? Legs of a Goddess Award in 2006. They took out a hefty $1 million policy because she's now pushing the razors and such for Gillette.
Do you, think that that is the case, or is it a really well thought out publicity stunt by
Gillette?
Oh, no. Yeah, but think about it.
They did it. Oh, no. They took out the policy. I guarantee you they took out the policy. And the one we're going to play, Keith Richards has insured the middle finger on his left hand for $1.6 million. He says, so in case he can't play the guitar anymore. Yeah. You know, we're on the radio, so I can do it. It's so he can't do this anymore.
Well, if he does do that, there's somebody right there going, be careful. Be careful.
$1.6 million. Here's Keith Richards. Hey, try not to take it so hard.
On these policies.
Well, you do.
No. I'm talking about, like, the people that insure J-Lo's behind.
I'm sure J-Lo does.
She actually does it?
I would think.
You said Gillette took out the one for Rihanna's legs.
That's because they hired her as a spokesperson, but maybe somebody spokespersoned her rear end because what's she selling now? Some car, Fiat, I think it is.
Uh-huh.
It could very well be that they took out the price, but then again, they don't show her butt in those commercials. She's driving the car, but she's also doing some kind of goddess commercial where she's on stage shaking around in some shimmering dress.
Right.
So they could have taken the policy out on that.
I wonder if she gets it electronically debited and goes to check her bank account. And
what
goes,
is that?
What is,
oh, that's my butt.
That's my booty insurance.
That's right.
Okay.
There you go. Now, you ask if it's possible that you could you take out insurance on something of yours?
Well, when we were off mic, I got to thinking, such a thought-provoking topic.
Yes.
You insure something that's not physical.
Like?
What would I insure on myself? I would insure my humor. My wit.
That wouldn't cost very much.
Ha, ha, ha,
yeah,
ha, ha.
But could you
no,
do
seriously,
that?
No, seriously, because I make a living talking to people and kind of being a socialite.
If you couldn't be funny
station.
Anymore, if you had a frontal lobe injury.
Yeah, if I got into a car accident and I became a vegetable.
Right, could they take it?
Right.
Well, we're going to talk in the first break where this insurance comes from, and I assume you could, because it's an acceptance of risk. And we'll talk in the first break about where this comes from.
And then the fraud opportunities. You could be like,
oh,
look
sure.
You'd say, look at him. He's not funny.
That's right.
Pay him.
Pay up. According to Star Pulse magazine, you know who Heidi Klum is?
I do.
Heidi Klum. Heidi Klum attempted to insure her legs.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to get an equal amount for both legs, but she couldn't.
Why?
Her right leg goes for $1.2 million. And her left leg only goes for $1 million.
Why?
Why?
Why $200,000 difference?
The leg that is less money has a scar on the knee. So the company that was insuring said that the left leg, because of the scar, is not as much as, or is not worth as much as the right leg. Thus, her limbs are appraised at only $2.2 million.
This is crazy, dude. This is like going to Enterprise to get a car and doing the walk around.
That's right.
Can you sign right here? There's a scratch right there on the mirror.
If I bring this body back and that scratch isn't there, we got problems. Bruce Springsteen insured his vocal cords for $5 million, according to Virgin Media.
You sure it's not according to Ralph Wood?
No, it's according to Virgin Media. Here's a Tunnel of Love. It's Bruce. Rock School. All right, there's Bruce on Rock School. Time for first break. Yes, the handsome young man in the back.
Hey, I have another question.
Yeah,
this,
shoot.
This is such a thought-provoking topic.
Yes, you've said that three times.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
Who writes these policies? What company is it?
A lot of people do.
All
when
state?
I was doing, yeah, the Gecko.
State Farm, Geico,
the Gecko, yeah.
Progressive.
Right. How much you want for your butt? A lot of people do. A lot of places do. When I did the research for this, I simply put into Google a search, you know, to ensure our voices.
Mm-hmm.
I simply put in.
Oh, you looked it up?
Right. In fact, I tried to get a quote from one company. I won't say who it is, but I called them. And I said, I want a quote to ensure my voice. I'm a disc jockey. And she was very nice.
Yeah.
And she said, well, we'll need all this information. I said, well, look, I'm just a goofball disc jockey, and I'm just trying to do a silly radio show.
This
and she
is
said,
really just a bit.
Right. And she was nice, but she said, look, that's really not the way we work. We're an insurance company. They make the vast majority of their money insuring film sets. You know, in case something goes wrong, the
sure.
equipment, that kind of thing. But then they have a section where they'll insure your feet, your head, your eyes. Your voice. And she said, we will insure your voice, but look, this is what we do for a living.
Hmm.
You know, we're not here to provide radio bits. As she didn't say it in those words, but
right.
that's basically
you can basically tell us what she was talking
that's
about.
What she was getting
well,
at.
Well, so who's the main?
Lloyd's of London.
I've heard of them.
Right. Lloyd's of London is basically not an insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's rather complicated. Believe me, I've tried to understand it. It seems that it's a marketplace of people called members
mm-hmm.
who are willing to assume risk.
Uh-huh.
And by assuming risk, they provide capital.
Okay.
We will give money.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is they give money. It's put into a big pot. They then assume risk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay, Mary Hart wants to insure her legs for $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the risk of her legs having something terrible happening to it is low.
Yeah.
Okay. So I believe that if she gives me $1,000 a month, okay, I'll put up my $1 million
mm-hmm.
for $1,000 a month.
Right.
And the purpose is I'm betting nothing will happen to Mary Hart's legs
right.
in exchange for getting $1,000 a month.
Right.
But the downside is, let's say tomorrow Mary Hart trips, falls on train tracks, and ping, there go the legs. You're on the hook
mm-hmm.
for the $1 million.
That's true.
So that's the concept.
I wonder how it works if it's a high risk. I'm Brock Lesnar, the former UFC heavyweight champion, and I have a $1 million smile, so I want to insure my teeth.
Well, that's the concept. You assume risk as per the amount of money.
Okay.
If let's say I'm Drew Brees,
mm-hmm.
I want to insure my right arm. Well, you've already proven once with the Chargers
mm-hmm.
that your right arm can be broken.
Yeah. Yeah.
And terrible, terrible things can happen to it. And every Sunday, you go to work, sometimes Monday night, you go to work in a job
mm-hmm.
where people are attempting to destroy your right arm.
For 3 hours.
Right. So uh-huh. your risk is much higher than Mary Hart, who sits on a stage
sure.
where people are pampering her.
Mm-hmm.
So for that $1 million, I'm going to ask for much higher premiums,
sure, sure.
That kind of thing. So it's an
yeah.
assumption of risk.
Okay.
And the members have what are known as either unlimited liability, meaning you're on the hook for all the money,
mm-hmm.
or limited liability, you're only on the hook for X amount of money.
Okay.
And it's many, many members pushing for that. It's not one guy insuring.
Sure,
it's
sure.
many, many members insuring.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really an insurance place. It's a marketplace of people. And they'll insure anything. Get it? That's basically a general idea of it.
Okay.
I think.
You think?
Yeah. Now watch. Somebody's an accountant out there will write us a nice email. Dear Joe, you're a jerk. You should talk about only things you know about.
Awesome.
Hello, KLSU. Thanks for running the radio program.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana. I heard Lloyd's of London is actually thinking about merging and becoming Lloyd's of Shreveport.
Really?
Uh-huh.
So they can insure the city?
Well, you know, just what it want to be local.
Yeah, I understand. You want a nice local face. Get us on Facebook. We're about to break 250. We're two people away. Be our 250th and get a beautiful email from Chad and I, signed by Chad and I, by typing on the typewriter. Be back in a minute. Rock School. All right, time for one more song before the bottom of the hour. We're talking about people who have insured parts of their body. Jamie Lee Curtis insured her legs for $2.8 million.
All I'm hearing is a bunch of legs and butt insurance and everything. Let's get to something a little bit more creative.
Would you like something a little bit north of that? I have something a little bit north of that. According to People magazine, Holly Madison has insured her
lady
breasts.
Parts?
Oh, okay. You can say breasts on the air, can't you?
Yeah, I think
yeah.
so.
Okay, good, because we have Dolly Parton coming up a little bit later. There is no nice way to say this. There is no nice way to say this.
What?
David Lee Roth. Here's the thing. A lot of people will tell you that David Lee Roth took out paternity insurance.
Paternity insurance?
You can't take out paternity insurance.
What is paternity?
Paternity.
Insurance?
Somebody sues you for being the father of their child.
Oh.
That's paternity. You can't take out paternity insurance. That's like taking out murder insurance. You know, I'm going to go kill somebody.
Just in case.
You can't take out insurance against doing something. I'm going to go take out robbery insurance. I'm going to go knock over a liquor store. You can't do that.
Why? You can take out accidental auto insurance.
Yes, but you can't just sort of get out of being somebody's dad by taking out insurance. You have to take out the insurance on a part of your body. So what he did was he took out $1 million policy on his...
No, he didn't.
Right. The man part that makes the baby.
Right. I got it.
Right. With me?
Yes.
Okay. Right.
Wait a minute.
$1 million.
What do you got to do to collect?
He has to be sued for paternity and all of the amount of money it would take to prove that it wasn't his would be basically taken care of. And if it is his, I guess he could use $1 million to help pay for the kid.
Being sued for paternity
right.
is not the same as getting injured in the thing.
I don't know how doing that could injure you. Well, I guess you could, now that you think about it. We can talk about it.
No.
Here's Van Halen. Everybody Wants Some.
Oh,
I think
God.
That's a great song. Oh, Rock School.
Bye.
Bottom of the hour here on Rock School. Take a break from talking about people who have insured parts of their body. Once again, we're going to wait until the end, but I'm going to prove to you that Frank Sinatra is the man.
I already told you, you don't need to prove it.
Oh, I'm telling you what, this is...
You can give me another reason, but...
I'll give you another reason then why Frank Sinatra is the man. 7 days, 70 seconds. I'm Joe Burns.
Chad P.
Monday, November 28th through December. Hey, waiting for the man with the bag. December 4th here on Rock School. Chad has Monday. Go.
November 28th, 20 years ago in 91... Nirvana performed on the BBC TV music show called Top of the Pops in London. When they were asked to sing along with a pre-recorded backing track, Kurt Cobain protested and sang in a strange, low-pitched voice, changed the lyrics, and didn't even try to match up the pre-recorded track.
Look for it on YouTube.
They have it.
Tuesday, November 29th, 10 years ago, Beatles guitarist George Harrison dies of lung cancer in Los Angeles, California. He was 58.
November 30th, 15 years ago, speaking of deaths, Tiny Tim, you remember Tiptoe Through the Tulips?
Right.
He died at age 64 after having a heart attack on stage in Minneapolis, Minnesota. If I were a musician, that's how I'd want to go out on stage.
In Minneapolis, Minnesota?
Of course.
Why not? Thursday, December 1st, the Sex Pistols appear on the Today Show in Britain, goaded on by host Bill Grundy, who asked the band to do something outrageous. Guitarist Steve Jones launches into a stream of curses and expletives on live TV.
Maybe you'll think twice next time for you to ask him. Friday, December 2nd, it's official by the Guinness Book of World Records. They confirm that The Sign, you know, the single from Ace of Base,
right.
It's the best-selling debut album of all the time.
Believe it or not, yeah. Saturday, December 3rd, 11 fans die at Cincinnati's Riverfront Coliseum waiting to see The Who. They are crushed due to locked doors. And then Sunday, December 4th, 1988, Roy Orbison gives his final concert in Akron, Ohio. He will die 2 days later. Here's a couple more people that have paid to have parts of their body insured. Liberace insured his hands for an undisclosed amount. It is believed that Gene Simmons has had his tongue insured for $1 million. And only Rod Stewart sounds like Rod Stewart. And his voice is insured for $15.5 million.
Hello.
Yeah, stay with me. Here's Rod the Bod. Rock School. Talking about people who have insured weird parts of their body.
I'm sorry, I have to say this.
What's that?
I did not hear $15 million in that voice.
Well, I got to tell you what, the amount of money he's worth has got to be absurd, and $15.5 million would be nothing. I got to believe it would be nothing if he lost that voice. And I got to believe also, there's so many nodules on that voice. There's nothing smooth about Rod Stewart's voice at all.
No.
I got to believe there's so many nodules on there. Want to hear some weird ones?
Like we haven't already?
Marilyn Monroe was insured for drug addiction.
What?
Yeah. The studios had an insurance policy on Marilyn Monroe so that if she was too stoned to film that day, they wouldn't lose money.
Wow.
They would get their money back for that day. As a matter of fact, the precedent was actually used by the producers of Ally McBeal to get the exact same deal with an insurance company when Robert Downey Jr. was on the show.
Get out of town.
Really, really. There was also a British performer known as Mr. Methane. He sought coverage over the loss of his talent. He apparently could pull air into his body and then expel the air. Everybody following me?
Yeah.
And then expel the air and using his muscular control could play songs. And Lloyd's of London refused him. But he could do this thing.
Yeah, really. Because like if you collect on that policy, you're not around because you blew up.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you not be able to do that?
Right.
Harvey Lowe, winner of the first World Yo-Yo Contest in 1934, had his hands insured by the company for $150,000. So it's not just, you know, super duper rich people. And then finally, this guy, Egon Rone. Ever heard of him?
No.
He's a food critic. He had his taste buds insured for $400,000.
Dude, if I were a juggler, I'd insure my hands.
You bet.
If I were a unicycle rider, I'd insure everything.
Or your rear end, because the seats on those are so uncomfortable.
I have to call J-Lo. What's your agent's number?
Yeah, where'd you get that?
Yeah.
Tina Turner, what would you insure if you were on Tina Turner's insurance policy?
Legs, I guess.
Gotta be. Here's I'm Yours, Rock School. All right, time for the second break here on Rock School. I don't believe I told you how much that Tina Turner insured her legs for.
No, I don't think you did.
$3.2 million. How about that? Want a couple older people? How about this? Jimmy Durante, he had a big nose, insured it for $500,000.
Why? Wise nose.
Well, because that was his trademark.
Oh.
He just had a huge nose.
Okay.
Betty Davis, in the 1930s, insured her waistline. For $28,000. Apparently, it was a policy against weight gain.
Oh, okay.
So what she would be able to do is use the money to pay the studios so she could have time to lose weight if she needed to.
Wow.
I ran across this when I was just searching insurance, because I just went into Google and searched insurance.
Mm-hmm.
How do you buy your music these days? Do you literally buy CDs, or do you, you know, bop into iTunes and download it? Same question to the audience. How do you mainly buy your music?
Do a lot of downloading.
A lot of downloading? Mm-hmm. Me too. I don't have a lot of plastic lying around. Most of what I have, it's in boxes upstairs. It's been put onto my iPod. I just don't need the plastic lying around. Well, there's a company called Computing Witch. And what they do is survey and do things like that for, you know, one of those companies. You know, I need a survey done.
Okay.
Here's some money. Do it. Company called Computing Witch found that if your hard drive, your computer, is harmed in any way, that's not your fault.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because obviously if you take your computer and smash it on the ground, you can't walk up to Allstate and say, hey, I smashed my computer. I want a new one.
Right,
that's,
right.
You know, it's because of something terrible happening. If it's harmed in a fire, theft, flood, what have you. 22 of 46 insurance companies that they examined would not cover the music that was on your hard drive.
Well, that's a shame.
So downloaded music would not be covered. And they basically state you need to take a look at your policy. And they said here majors were the ones that wouldn't do it. Mm-hmm. Smaller companies were, but you need to look at your policy if you have renter's insurance mm-hmm. or if you have home insurance mm-hmm. and make sure that the music that you have is covered. And if it's not covered, you need to make a real point of putting it somewhere. I have a full external hard drive. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just literally have a terabyte hard drive that everything is on.
Yeah.
And I have one here at the office, and then I have a secondary hard drive at home, which will be destroyed in a fire anyway.
Sure.
But I have backups of everything, mm-hmm. but it never occurred to me that I would lose everything. So you in the audience, if you download the majority of your music and you lose your computer, it's entirely possible it's gone, and your insurance company won't pay for it.
Yowzers.
So there. Hello there, Radio Universe of Dad, Salamanca, Spain. Here's a little bit of a down note for you, but thanks for running the radio show.
Hello, WBSD in Burlington, Wisconsin. They have backups of backups.
They really do. Mm-hmm. We'll be back in a minute with a $7 million policy. I don't know how you could even attempt to collect on this one, but it's great nonetheless. Back in a minute. Rock School. All right, we got 10 minutes left, so to get it all in, we're going to cook. Although not confirmed, it is widely rumored, and I found it on many places.
Oh, gosh.
Tom Jones has insured his chest hair for $7 million.
What?
Tom Jones has insured his chest hair for $7 million. What do I know? Here you go. Here's Tom Jones, Rock School.
She's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner.
All right, I told you we're going to go fast here on Rock School. Remember I mentioned Dolly Parton earlier on?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to know her bra size?
Yes.
40DD.
Two Ds?
Yes, sir. She has covered them. These are her words, according to the Irish Independent newspaper. For $600,000.
Each?
No, for the pair.
Okay.
Okay, so you're going to have to do the mathematics yourself. Here's Jolene, Rock School.
Jolene, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
Well, I'm glad I cut that last break short.
Why
because
that?
All those jokes you've been telling off air,
woo,
that would have been the end of the show. All right, last break here on Rock School.
I want to hear about Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra. We'll do our names. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad Pete.
That's going to wrap us up. Frank Sinatra is the man. He was dating Angie Dickinson, policewoman.
Yeah.
Unbelievably pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Nice set of legs.
Yeah.
For her birthday, Frank Sinatra said to her, I do a bad Frank Sinatra, but hey, dame, nice legs. I'm going to insure them for $1 million, and I'm going to pay for them. And she said, okay. Would your wife be offended if you said you were going to insure her legs for $1 million?
No.
Well, neither was Angie Dickinson. So for a birthday present, Frank Sinatra said, nice legs. I'm going to make sure they stay that way. And if they don't, I'm going to get $1 million. Frank Sinatra is the man. That wraps us up. Here's Frank. Best is yet to come. Class is dismissed.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started into hum.